Well, hey, and welcome back. Day two of 30X. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Hopefully you got some homework done. Hopefully your thinking changed a little yesterday and you started on the road to 30X. Today we are learning the formula for success, the formula for life success. Boom, boom, yes, that's what we're getting. So how does it work? Well, when you sit down and start thinking about creating a successful life, you have to work backwards and say, okay, what is that actually going to take? How does that work? So let me teach you the formula, and then we're going to break it down as to how each segment applies to you and how you can work it. So write this down with me. Formula is simple. Dreams times goals times learning times plans times actions equals success. Dream, goal, learn, plan, act equals success. So we're going to break this down. Obviously, we're going to start with your definition of success. What is success for you? Well, you know, you've heard all the many definitions over the years, and the definition of success that I like the most is the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal. See, a successful life is one where you're doing the things you want to do, experiencing the things you want to experience, having the relationships, the finances, all that stuff, being the person you want to be, and experiencing the life you want to experience. How do we get there? Well, how we get there is the process of this formula. We start with dreams. So let's take a look at how well you're building your dreams in your life right now, and what do we need to do to start doing that better than what we're doing currently? First of all, I want you to give yourself a score out of 10 for each of the five areas. Give yourself a score for dreams, goals, learning, planning, and acting. Now, before you do that, I want to get you a little warning. Most people overrate their scores when we first start out on this. Building dreams. I think W. Somerset Maugham said it best when he said, nothing if not at first a dream. Nothing if not at first a dream. You got to build the dreams into your life and know what it is you want to go for. Know what it is that you're actually wanting to achieve. You know, if you never write your dreams down, then they'll all come true. Why? Because you don't have any written down. You've got to write your dreams down. You got to document what it is you want to have happen in life. And dreams are those things where I don't even know if it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. That'd be a fantastic thing if that did happen in my life. Now, some people do struggle with having dreams. Why? Because, well, they don't let themselves dream. They don't let themselves go for it. You know, if you want to be really good at building your dreams, let's start with this simple process. Number one, start thinking of the different categories in life that you want to have dreams in. Now, many years ago, I grabbed myself a little journal. And it was probably about 100 pages, little leather-bound journal. And in each page, I put a category of life. Just a different category, like cars, houses, places to travel to, sporting events I want to go to. Build yourself a dream journal. Simple little journal. Each page has a different topic. You know, you might have in there family excursions. You might have their family vacations as another page. You might have summer vacations, people you want to meet, places you want to travel to, things you want to do, adventures you want to take. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You start giving yourself all of these different definitions of how you want to build these dreams. You know, we've got to let ourselves dream. I think one of the biggest challenges for us as humans is that up until about age 5, you're encouraged to dream. Maybe even up until 7 to 10, you're encouraged. Yeah, go for it, kid. You can do this. But somewhere between 15 and 25, maybe 30, I don't know what happens, but people stop encouraging people to dream. And who's the person that stops people the most? Themselves. You know, when you look in the mirror, are you someone that encourages yourself to go after your dreams and to put your dreams down on paper? If you want to build a 30X life, we got to start by putting your dreams down. Write them down. Another way to do this, and something I do with my kids all the time, we do it with our clients at Action Coach, I actually go and get a bunch of magazines, all different ones, car magazines, planes, travel magazines, all sorts of different magazines. I grab a couple of big sheets of cardboard, one for each person, some scissors, some glue, and I say, listen, let's just sit down for a day and build ourselves a dream chart. What are the things we want to achieve? I remember doing my first dream chart. I had to be maybe 20 years of age, building my first dream chart. Now, everything on that chart has become a reality. Well, I'm not saying that you put it down, it magically happens, but I'm saying it's the start of the whole process. The beginning of the process is dream building, okay? Build your dreams. Keep adding to it. Carry that journal with you for the next 30, 60, 90 days. And when you see something, you go, wow, that's kind of exciting. See, how do you know something should be on your dream list? Because you look at it and you go, wow, that'll be fun. Or wow, that'll be enjoyable. Gee, I wouldn't mind one of those. You know, and just let yourself go with this stuff. Let yourself dream. Allow yourself to dream. Pretend you're five again, or think about your five-year-old kid and say, hey, I'm going to let them dream. In fact, I'm going to encourage their dreams. Now, if you're really stuck with dreaming and you sit there and go, oh, I really don't know what it is that I want to have, what is going on here is not that you don't know what you want to have. What's actually going on is that you're not letting yourself flow freely with this stuff. Give yourself permission. In fact, I give you permission to dream massive. Now, I know some of you are sitting on here going, Brad, I'm pretty good at dreaming massive. I'm okay with that one. Fantastic. If you're great at this, start documenting it, though. Start putting it down on paper. Start getting pictures. Start creating an actual dream journal and have that list of everything. You know, when someone said, you talk about a bucket list or things you want to do before you die, I remember adding to mine, I had concerts and things. I had one page that was just concerts I want to go to. I love music. I thought, who are the concerts I want to go to before I die? And then I realized, hang on, some of these I have to go to before they die type thing. And you get to go and experience all these things because you planned it. You wrote it down and you said, these are the things I want to do. These are the things I want to achieve. These are the things I want to have. You know, I can't help but wish upon you putting all your dreams down on paper, because the magic that happens in a human being once those dreams are down on paper is amazing. Now, they're 10, 20 years off, most of these things. Some of these things might be 30, 40 years away before you achieve them. And I'll tell you a quick story. A lady came up to me when I'm teaching dream building at a seminar. It was a business seminar, but she comes up to me and says, Brad, you know, I'm no good at this dreaming thing. I said, why not? She said, well, look, if I don't know how it's going to happen, then I can't write it down. I said, but hang on. Not knowing how it's going to happen is why we call it a dream. It's not a to-do list item. It's a dream. You should not know how it's going to happen if it's a dream. If you knew how it was going to happen, it's just now you got to put a plan in place. Dreams are things like, I remember when I first put down having my own jet on it, and I was like, that seems crazy, but you know, that's a dream. One day I'd love to be able to fly in private jet and sit there with my family and friends and have a great time. You know, when you put it down, it seems unreasonable. It seems crazy, but dream big, dream massive. Put it down on paper. Get your dreams clear. The more you have dreams, the more chance you've got of setting a great life together. So put your dreams together. Remember that. If you're real clear on your dreams, because I remember way back when I used to on my dream chart think, yeah, of course I want a big yacht. And gradually as I got through life, I realized, you know what, I'm not really someone that loves boating. I love flying. So yeah, helicopters, jets, those things, absolutely on my dream chart. Boats, not so much. And that's why it's important to recognize, and the more you go through life with this, the clearer you get on what your dreams need to be. Now, your dreams have to eventually be turned into goals, okay? So, dreams times goals. So, dreams is like 10, 20 years out. Anything that you think you can do in the next 5 years, now that has to become a goal, okay? And goals come with a simple test. What's that? The SMART test. Specific, measurable, achievable, results-oriented, with a time frame, okay? So specific, meaning the more specific the goal. Not I want to have my dream car. I want to own a Lamborghini Murcielago, this color, this age, this, that. You know, you got to get real specific for it to be a goal. Measurable. There has to actually be an outcome type thing. You can't just say, well, you know, I'd like to have more money. No. It has to be a measurable amount. I want to have $100,000 in the bank, or I want to have $5 million in net assets, or a measurable thing, okay? Any goal. I don't want to lose weight. I want to actually lose 10 pounds, or I want to lose 1 pound a week for this, or I want to be able to run 3 miles a day, 4 days a week. You know, specific, measurable, achievable. If you're someone who's never run before, I doubt it's going to be achievable to you say, okay, I want to run a marathon at the end of the month. No, that's going to – see, if you set a goal that's crazy and doesn't have an achievability or a reasonableness clause in it, then you're just setting yourself up for failure. Someone who's got no money saying, I want to be driving a Lamborghini next month, it's kind of crazy, okay? I get it. There's all those things about, well, you got to set it out into the universe and it'll come back to you. Well, the formula works, dream, goal, learn, plan, act, okay? There's a formula to this thing. So we got to make sure that we're putting an achievable, results-oriented. The goal isn't a smart goal isn't do 20 things. It's run it in this time, okay? It's the result that is the goal, not the activity that is the goal. And with a time frame, you got to have a date on it if it's going to be a goal. It can't be a goal if it doesn't have a deadline or a time frame by which it needs to happen. So why do we set goals? We set goals for two main reasons. Number one is to give us direction, okay? So you got the dreams out there. Now we need direction. In life, direction is key. Whether it's a team, whether it's a business, whether it's a family, whether it's you personally, having a set of goals gives you direction. Giving direction means you can now get in motion. You're moving in that direction. Motion brings about so many things because what starts to happen is the inertia builds. What starts to happen is that with motion comes energy. And so you get in motion and you start moving in a direction because you've got that goal. All of a sudden, magic starts to build around that type thing. Second reason that we set goals is because the goal then gives us the ability to define step 3 of success formula. That is, what do I need to learn? Okay, now you got to define what is it that I need to learn in order to make that plan, that goal a reality. So, for instance, let's say you did set the goal of running a marathon, right? You've never run before in your life. Now you got to sit down and go, okay, I got some learning to do. I got to learn how to run properly. I got to learn how to eat properly for running a marathon. I got to learn how to train properly for this. I probably need to get a coach. I probably need to get a mentor. I probably need to subscribe to a few blogs on running or a couple of running magazines or something. Whatever it is you want to achieve in your life, when you set the new goal, you got to do the learning. You got to say, okay, here's what I have to learn in order for that to be a reality. If it's a money thing, you got to do more learning. If it's a business thing, there's more learning. If it's a relationship thing, there's got to be more learning involved. You know, I find it interesting that people go into like a marriage and you say, well, how many books on successful marriages did you read? None. Well, that's going to be a challenge, okay? We're not going to have success. I remember when my wife got pregnant with twins, after I got over the shock of the fact that, hey, what? We haven't, what? You know, I sat back and I went, hang on, jumped on Amazon and went, okay, books on how to raise twins. You know, how do you deal with twins? I didn't know how to do it. You know, I was pretty good at raising already the existing kids, but then twins, that's a change. If you want to be great at anything, if you set a big goal, you got to do the learning. And the bigger the goal, the more learning. I guess that's, I go back to a very simple thing. You cannot outperform your learning. What you've been trained to do is how you'll perform in the day on the day of the thing. Training is the performance level. Learning breeds the performance level. You want better relationships? Yeah, you got to study a bunch of books on relationships. It's not a complex thing. So we're going to start documenting our dreams as homework tonight. We're going to start thinking about it, whether it's in a journal or just on a pad or just making a list of the categories within which you want to have dreams. We're going to start with that. And what it's going to start bringing up for us is how do we set the goals and therefore what learning am I going to need to do? You know, that learning is going to be a major part of the success formula. So dreams times goals times learning is the first three stages. So how do we learn best? Well, you got to start learning, and I will. There is a whole day here in the 30X on how do we learn best. But I want to start you in the right direction. So before we get to that full day's lesson, you're at least moving in the direction. I want you to think about how do you learn best. Do you learn best by watching videos, by reading, by going to courses, by listening to things? Just start thinking about that because that's going to be an important step for you in moving forward, okay? So We document our dreams. We turn the dreams into goals. Once we know our goals, then we have to sit down and say, what do I got to learn in order to make that goal a reality? What are the things that are going to be? What skills do I need to pick up? What behaviors, what knowledge base do I need in order to make that a reality? So from the learning, then we can devise a plan. See, here's what happens if we don't do the learning. You set a new goal. You don't do the learning. The plan that you would write is based on your existing knowledge. Your existing knowledge is getting you your existing result. So writing a plan to do more of what got you the current result seems kind of crazy, right? So we do the learning, and from that learning, we can now devise a plan to make our dreams and goals a reality. Okay, what is the plan? Now, I got to be blunt with you about planning. Most people don't love planning, but they do when it's at the right moment. See, who's the number one type of person that plans in the world? There's one person that I know falls in love with planning immediately. Brides. That's right. When you go to get married, all of a sudden planning skills kick in. People love planning when it's for a wedding. People love planning when it's for something fun, a trip, a vacation. They love planning that stuff. So when we think about life, yeah, we do have pretty good planning skills when it comes to throwing a party or when it comes to doing the things we want to do. We got to apply those skills to doing the things that we know we need to do. Not just what we want to do, the fun aspects of planning, but what we need to do. See, here's the craziness of you know, I think it's absolutely crazy that people spend so much time and energy planning a wedding. Now, why do I think that's crazy? Because they spend no time planning their marriage. You know, and this, it's the same for a lot of people. They plan to get to the start, and then, well, I don't know about planning from there on out. See, if I can be really blunt with you, the most important plan is not like a one-year plan or a five-year plan. The most important plan is the daily plan. What are you going to do tomorrow? Successful people plan the next day every single afternoon. Before I go home from work, I plan the next day. It's simple. Before I go to bed at night, make sure I got a plan for the next day. Make sure I got a goal for the next day. No, don't go to work without a goal. Don't start your day without a goal. Don't go for a run without a goal. Don't go to the gym without a goal. And don't start a day or a project or a thing or a life step without a plan. It's crazy. You wouldn't get on an airplane if the pilot didn't have a flight plan. You know, why do pilots have plans all the time? Because they like to succeed. What percentage of the time do pilots like to succeed? 100%. You know, and if you want to succeed in life at 100%, yeah, you've got to do more planning. It's not complex. Now, the bigger the goal, the bigger the dream, the more planning is necessary. If you've got tiny little goals, then okay, planning's not that necessarily. Maybe a list of three things that have to happen. But if you've got massive goals, then yes, we need more planning around that. You want to have an amazing relationship? Then plan it. Don't just sit down. You know, it takes planning to have date night every week with your spouse. It takes work to do that stuff. It takes planning to organize social events with your family. But these are the things that have to happen in order to build a successful set of relationships. To build successful health, you need to plan. When am I going to the gym? What gym am I going to? What workout? So I know I'm harping on this point, and I know you're good at planning when you're planning the things you actually want to do or the things you enjoy doing or hobbies or parties or stuff like that. We just got to apply that skill set to the things you need to do, not just the things you want to do. So build your dream chart, build your dream journal, your bucket list, however you want to determine or term that thing. Turn that into goals. Now, just one thing I want to touch on the goals. Don't just have financial goals. You got to have, see, if you look at your dream chart, I imagine your dream chart has a lot of travel and a lot of things you want to go to and events and fun stuff and things you want to own. Okay, that's great. So now you need goals in that. How many days a year do you want to have as vacation? What's your goal number of vacations a year? What's your goal number of date nights a year? What's your goals for time spent with your kids each week? What's your goal for your health? What's your goal for your wealth? You know, it's not just in work that we need goals. It's in each area of life. Where there are goals, there is focus. If there are no goals in an area, there will be no focus on that area. That's why a lot of people end up working all day, every day, because they got goals at work. They come home, they don't have any goals at home, so they don't need to be home that much. They spend all their time working because they don't have any other goals to achieve. If you've got goals to achieve in your health, in your relationships, in your life, in your hobbies, then that gets you a more fulfilling life. See, a more rich life is not just about money. A rich life is about experiences and relationships. That's what a rich life, a 30X life, is all about. So build your dreams and do it in all areas, not just in business or in money. Build it in all areas, experiences, places, things, people, etc. Build your dreams in that and then turn them into goals in that. All different areas you want to have goals in. Not just business, not just money, okay? Build a goal how many days a week you want to work. Build a goal how many hours a week you want to work. Turn that goal into learning. You know, start the study. Read the books. You know, the library card is one of the most valuable things to someone who wants a successful life. Or an Amazon account to buy the books. You know, Audible, that's my favorite. I listen to the books in the car these days. It's much easier. So from there, your learning turns into a plan. And again, plan in each area. Plan for family. Plan for business. Plan for wealth. Plan for your relationships. Plan for your health. Start thinking about each area, because once you got a goal, you need to do the learning and you need to do the planning, okay? That's why we set goals in all the areas, not just in one area. So now that you got the plan, now you can go to work. Now you can take action. Now is the time to actually do what you need to do in order to make it a reality. So you've planned it. It's time to get to work and follow the plan. You know, there's the old sayings, which... it's kind of funny that sayings become cliche probably because they're true. You know, people don't plan to fail, but they fail to plan. You've heard that statement a million times, of course, but it's just got to be done. I remember the first time I learned about goal setting. You know, I was listening to this person teach me about how, oh, there was this study done and all these people set goals and 95% of the wealth was owned by 5% of the people, and they were people who wrote their goals. And I thought, you know what, I should write goals. That's a good idea. I should write goals. Of course, I didn't do it the first time I learned it. I think I was maybe 16 or 17. I went to another course and they talked about writing down your goals and all this stuff. And of course, I thought, yeah, I should really do that. Maybe I should do that. And I think the third time I learned is when I actually started writing them down. And amazingly enough, guess what? It started to work. Put your dreams on paper, put your goals on paper, build a plan, and then go to work. There's no use just going to work. There's no use just working hard. It's something that's, well, you've all heard the stories of the people that worked their butt off for their entire life only to realize that it wasn't what they wanted to do with their life. Build your dreams first. Know what your dreams are. And then we work towards dreams by following the formula. Now, a part of this is pretty simple. And I guess I need to stress on this. You got to build your goals, your dreams. Not what you want to show other people. Not what you think everyone else wants your dreams and goals to be. You got to show up with your dreams and goals. Oh, it's pretty easy in this world to try and, you know, show other people what you think they want to see. That's pretty easy to do. The harder thing, the 30X thing, is to really get clear on what it is I want. Now, if you're struggling to get clear on what you want, there's a simple process you can do that does this. Ask yourself, what is it that I don't want? What is it that I don't want? Well, I don't want a bad relationship. Great. So now we know what you do want is a good relationship. I don't want someone who smokes. Okay, so I want to be with someone who doesn't smoke. I don't want to be broke. Okay, so you want to have money. How much money do you want to have in the bank? And what assets do you want to have? And those sorts of things. See, sometimes, and the way the world works is pretty dang simple. Sometimes we get so clear on what we don't want that we attract it into our life. See, by determining, by writing down, I don't want X, I don't want X, and I give you a story behind this where I really learned this to be true. A friend of my wife's was, she was the perennial dated the wrong guy girl. You know, nice girl, super smart, good looking, all that stuff, but always dated the wrong guys. And she went through a course about writing down her goals, and she sat down and wrote down, these are the things that I want in a person. Finally, for the first time in her life, she had defined what it is she wanted. And I said, that's fantastic. And I showed her this formula, dream, goal, learn, plan, act. I said, so tell me, what have you got to learn to be the type of person that will attract that person into your life? Who do you need to become to attract that person into your life? What do you got to learn? What do you got to do differently? You know, she wanted someone who was super fit and healthy, but she wasn't. And I was like, okay, so you got to learn about fitness and health. Okay, it's not going to happen if you don't. You know, and these are some of the things where getting clear on what you want, not what you want others to want for you, not what you think other people want for you, but clear on what you want, your dreams, your goals. That's a part of 30X. It takes guts to do that. It takes gumption to do that. It takes a strong person to stand up and say, you know, this is what I choose in my life. These are the dreams I want to go after. These are the goals I want to go after. Now, if you are married or in a strong relationship, I would highly suggest doing this together. You will learn a lot about each other. If you've never done a dream chart or a dream journal before, sit with your spouse and do it together. It's amazing when you ask them, well, what are the places in the world that you really want to visit? What are the things that you want to do? What are the concerts you want to go to? What are the experiences you want us to have as a family? What are the things? This, my friend, is part of the process of becoming a 30X. Actually investing the time, energy, effort, taking your time and putting it into determining what do I want my dreams to be. So homework today, spend at least a half an hour or an hour sitting down with your dreams. What do I want them to be? If you've already started that process in life, fantastic. Add to it tonight. Add to it. There's no reason, like someone once said to me, you know, your bucket list is 101 things you want to do before you die. Why? Why can't it be 1,001? Why can't it be 10,001? There's no limit to the amount of things that you can put onto your bucket list or your dream chart or your dream journal. You can do as many things as you want. Life is meant to be, you know, all these sayings of, well, I don't think that'll happen and I'm not sure. Listen, that's why we call it a dream. I don't know if it's going to happen for you. You don't know if it's going to happen for you. But unless you write it down, unless you put it down, it's probably not going to happen for you. At least start with putting pen to paper or cutting out some pictures or doing something where you start the process of building the life of your dreams. You know, I'm sure at some stage, if you're in any way, shape, or form into learning about life and success, you've heard the statement of your altitude is represented by your attitude, or many different ways you can put that. The attitude you take into something definitely determines its level of success. The attitude with which you go about your dreams, the attitude within which you go about putting your goals and getting clear on what they are, and looking at them every day. The reason I love a dream chart is you can put it up and every day you see it. Every day there's a reminder of the goals and the dreams that you're going after in life. When you get your dreams up on the wall, when you get your goals written down, I read my goals every single day. I sit and read my goals every single day. I spend time reading them. I spend time studying them, thinking about them, visualizing them happening. You know, it's not hard. I invest time learning every single day. See, these are some of the rituals that we're going to have to build into your life if you want to build a 30X life. We got to build those rituals into your life. So when are you going to do your reading each day? When are you going to study your goals each day? Where is your dream chart going to hang so that you can see those things that you really want to have happen in your life? See, putting a dream chart up on the wall is kind of defining what does success look like for me? What would success feel like in my world is up there on the wall. My goals, they're defining success for myself, for me. And that's why I keep harping on the fact it's got to be yours. Don't set goals that you think other people want for you. Set goals of what you want for you. You don't have to be the richest person in the world. You don't have to be the fittest person in the world. What are your goals for you? Once you know what your goals are, then, of course, you're going to build a great set of success. Once you know what your dreams are, dream, goal, learn, plan, action. So homework tonight, get to work on those dreams. Get to work on those goals. Put some time, energy, and effort into defining the categories that you want your dreams to be in. You don't have to come up with all of them. It might take 30, 60, 90 days for you to carry that journal with you every day and keep adding little bits and pieces to it. Keep adding little bits of things. Keep attracting more things into your life by documenting what it is you want in your life. So the formula, dreams times goals times learnings times plans times actions equals success for you. It's the formula for life success. Write it down. Put it on the wall. Make sure you read it every day and stay focused on it. Now that you've given yourself a score out of 10, what's your work job to do? Once you've got a score out of 10 for each of those five areas, you might have given yourself a 4 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10 or a 2 out of 10 in some areas. By the way, dreams and goals, if you don't have them written down, you can't score much more than a 1 or a 2. Okay? If they're not written down, same for plans, all that stuff, can't score very high. Your job, not to get to 10, to get to 1 point better by the end of 30X. 1 point better. So what are two or three things you can do to get better at dreams? Two or three things you can do to get better at your goals? Two or three things at learning? Two or three things at planning? And two or three things you can do to be taking better actions? By the end of 30X, I want you to be 1 point better in each of those areas. So write it down. What are two or three things in each of the five areas you can do to add 1 point? Get to work. Enjoy. This is 30X. Let's do this.